Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
G&D on the Fan, 15 minutes from now. You can win tickets to Kid Rock and Foreigner. John Gruden's turn to get the party started. We got to see what team we are discussing today. Darius gave us a random team every single day via spin of the wheel, and we break down a burning question about that team that he comes up with.
Pleasure to be here, first of all, man. I want to remind everybody, okay? I got a lawsuit going against the NFL National Football League, okay? It loosely involves your ownership group, Dan Snyder here. Knock on wood if you're with me, man. Looking for discovery there, man. Looking for impropriety. I didn't have Bruce Allen text him, congrats on Ron Rivera. But there's, if you're ready to spin that wheel, my friend, you get that? Go ahead and spin that wheel.
Second down of three, Tannehill trying to run for it, reaches across, touchdown!
Here's Derrick Henry with some nice running. Henry trying to turn it on, inside the 30, stays on his feet, and he will go! Derrick Henry, 60 yards!
Here's Allen, hit as he throws, and it's intercepted! It's Kevin Byard!
The Tennessee Titans, who last season, people forget, were the one seed in the AFC going into the playoffs at 12-5. In fact, one year before that, they were 11-5 when we played 16 games. And the last 2 years have been over plus 50 in point differential. You look at point differential and wins, they got a case that they've been the best regular season team in the sport over the last couple of years. Ryan Tannehill threw three bad interceptions for them in a playoff loss. Their GM was in tears at the end of last year because he thought they were a Super Bowl caliber team. So let's see what Darius has cooked up as they try to bounce back in 2022 as a burning Titans question.
All right. You already said it, Grant. The last time we saw Ryan Tannehill, he threw his third interception of the game as the number one seeded Titans fell to the eventual AFC champion Bengals. Grant Danny. Can Tannehill bounce back from that horrific playoff loss here in 2022?
He could definitely bounce back from the loss, because one thing that I think a lot of people assume or talk about that I don't subscribe to is the idea that any one catastrophic game like alters your career in some crazy way. Players compartmentalize things differently than that. Now, I understand Tannehill did acknowledge how troublesome that was for him.
Yeah.
And he even said he had to get professional help, like had major anxiety and I think depression issues and had to get some type of counseling to kind of get out of his own way because he got so down on himself after that game. But he's going to bounce back from the performance. I mean, the question to me really is, what is Ryan Tannehill as a quarterback? He's kind of a middle-of-the-road starter in this league who's paid to be better than that. And if you need him to be better than just a guy who's a caretaker handing the ball to Derrick Henry, you're probably going to be disappointed. He got paid because Henry's special, mm-hmm. and he was throwing to A.J. Brown, and Corey Davis was coming off of a big season, remember? And they had knocked off, I think, a good Ravens team, if memory serves, in the playoffs. And I think they ran into the buzzsaw eventually of the Chiefs and got eliminated in the AFC title game before he got paid. But that was Arthur Smith on his way to being a head coach as a great play caller, mix and play action well with the passing game. I thought he was a product of his environment. I've never thought he was as bad as everyone made him out to be in Miami. Always thought he was pretty good, and he was definitely a starter. But he's somewhere in that like 14 to 18 range in football, mm-hmm. 14 to 17 range among starters. He lives in that category, I would say. So the question becomes, are they going to be good enough around him? And I really wonder about Treylon Burks, who they drafted, who I love. But remember, they traded A.J. Brown. All four receivers of that group, the Brown, mm-hmm. Metcalf, McLaurin, Debo group, they all got paid. Only one of them got traded.
This Titans team was fascinating. Their lows last year were really bad lows. They lost games in a way that made you go, who the hell is this team?
Didn't they lose to the Jets?
They lost to the Jets. They got blown out by Arizona in week number one. Lost to the Houston Texans. Lost by 25 points to the New England Patriots. Now, the Patriots are pretty good, but the number one seed in the AFC got blown out by more than three touchdowns.
Those are three really bad losses.
But they're all really bad losses, right? They had a close one with the Steelers where nobody could score. But this is a group that overall was pretty damn good. I really happen to believe that they're very well coached. I think Mike Vrabel is one of the most underrated coaches in the sport. I think he's excellent. This offense with Derrick Henry is obviously much better than without him. The question is about these young wide receivers. Robert Woods coming off of injury. If Treylon Burks could be healthy, I think he's a nice weapon for them. They got a sneaky good defense. It's hard to remember who's on their defense. It's not a bunch of household names, but
Harold
Landry, 12 sacks last year. Janico Autry, almost 10 sacks. Jeffrey Simmons is a really quality defensive tackle. They've quietly built a solid defense. That's what they're built on. Good defense that's going to get after the passer. Derrick Henry running the football, and just enough from Ryan Tannehill. It's a good recipe, especially in a crappy division.
Danico Autry, Jeffrey Simmons, Bud Dupree, Harold Landry, Zach Cunningham, inside linebacker who's a tackle machine, among other guys. Like, that's a very, very stout defense and a defensive-minded head coach, obviously. But they have spent on some offensive personnel. I personally think they're a little bit too much like Pittsburgh and like what Washington's been under Rivera, where they don't prioritize offense enough. But remember, they brought over Robert Woods from the Rams. So they have him and Treylon Burks in a redone receiver core.
Because they swung him as bad with Julio Jones last year.
They did.
It just blew up in their face. It didn't work.
And then they traded A.J. Brown. So remade a little bit, but it's Derrick Henry and defense. And I think those two things enough are probably enough to be back in the playoffs for them. All right, we're giving away those tickets. And eventually we'll get you ready for baseball tonight on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.